Episode 2672, Rejuvenate Your Weight Loss Routine.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready to get real? It's all about healthy living. And yes, spring is around the corner, so it's time for you to really look at yourself in the mirror. Do you like what you see? Well, how about we rejuvenate your weight loss routine? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, like I said, summer is around the corner. Don't let what you don't like about your body hold you back. Rejuvenate your weight loss routine and spring into the new you. Now, I know you're thinking, Christiane, I don't want to go here. I get it. But I know you're thinking, I got those 5 pounds. And I know if I lost those 5 pounds, I would look really good in my bathing suit. Well, we don't have to look about losing weight, but how we approach it. This is going to allow you to feel your best this summer. And who doesn't want to feel your best? I mean, come on, sign me up. But just like anything else, old habits die hard. It's easy for us to get stuck in the same thing we're doing. Warmer weather is on the horizon, which means more outdoor parties and activities while replacing your sweaters and coats with shorts, skirts, and bathing suits. Rejuvenate your weight loss routine by accepting some easy everyday challenges. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You just got to rejuvenate your weight loss routine. Now, I don't want you to look at it as like, oh man, I'm on another schedule. No. All of us need some encouragement when coming out of hibernation, and we are, right? We just are coming out of winter, and during winter, it's easy to lay low, but now the weather is getting warmer, and soon you will want to show some skin. Come on. Don't you want a little sexy in your everyday? And that's okay, whatever and however you define it. You don't have to define it by what the commercials tell you or what Netflix is telling you or Hulu, whatever shows you're binge watching. It's what you define as how you want to look and how you want to feel and what's best for your body, for your heart, for your mind, for your soul. You've got to begin to dig deeper and see things differently about your weight. Because if you're looking at yourself saying, oh my gosh, I've got 25 pounds to lose. Okay, maybe you do, maybe you don't. But if you look at yourself and say that, then what does that mean for you? How can you change the attitude of when you say, gosh darn it, I've got 25 pounds to lose. Ugh. Right? I mean, that's really how we feel. So our perception has got to be changed. And sometimes that is really just looking at our routines. What are we doing in our everyday? And I know because I've been looking at mine. I'm telling you, I've been a bear this winter, not because I've been mean and grouchy. I've been just kind of hibernating. It's been wonderful. I've been hanging with the fam. But now I've got to be hanging outside too. And I want to go swimming. I want to go out there in the real world. And guess what? More importantly, I want to feel good in my own skin. Now, I do feel good in my own skin. I mean, this is me being real with you. But when I look at myself in the mirror, I do question a few things. Why? Well, I told you. I've gotten to the other side of menopause. I'm on the rest of my life tour, which is awesome. And it's exciting, it's thrilling, but my body's still a little confused. So I've gained a few pounds over the last few months. And you know what? Yeah, that's not necessarily good for the heart, but it's also not good for my spirit, my healthy mindset. Because when I get up in the morning, what do I see? Blah. Okay, now maybe that's an exaggeration, but for me, it's reality. For you, you might say, oh, Christiane, you're beautiful. That's fine, but we have to look at our own reality. And this is where we have to get real with ourselves. If you're going to become your best selfie, you want to feel good in your own skin. That means you got to do what it takes. So why not do something to rejuvenate your weight loss routine, whatever that is? And if you don't want to say rejuvenate your weight loss, I mean, unfortunately, I think all of us say we want to lose weight. Even if you're skinny, people are like, I got to lose weight. Well, I know there's a lot of other issues there, but understand this. The main thing is getting real with yourself. What is your heart telling you? And so there's a way to come around that and come and support yourself and encourage yourself by doing some very simple things. And I've been doing them too, and it's really kind of fun. So number one, try a new healthy recipe. Treat yourself to food that is tasty for the lips and slimming for the hips. And be sure that when you eat, you are eating all your macros, your carbs, fats, and protein. You do not want to eat them alone. If you have a carb, you need to have a fat and protein with it. If you have a fat, you need a carb and a protein. If you have a protein, you need a carb and a fat. You want to be balanced. And I want you to eat a colorful plate always. So if you eat something dark, then encourage yourself to eat something light. So let's say you have some nuts. We'll throw in some peppers and maybe an apple. Wow. Wonderful. Delightful. Enjoy that. Now, did I say you have to eat 3 handfuls of each of them? No. So eat to what you need to do for your body that's appropriate for your particular body and your lifestyle. But you've got to eat all 3 macros, okay? It's real important because you want to encourage your body to do what it needs to do. Now, remember, there's no one size fits all. You've got to do what's right for you. So enjoy trying new recipes. You know, instead of always going out to eat at your favorite fast food restaurant, learn to cook something that simulates that fast food. But you know what you're putting into it. You know the meat that you're using or the plant-based food that you're using. You know the potatoes, if you want French fries, whatever it is, you know how you're cooking it, the oil you're using. So you can be specific to what your body needs and you don't have to feel like, my gosh, I just don't get to enjoy life. No, you can. And you just get to experiment with different things. And you know what? One thing I love to do, especially going to the farmer's market pretty soon, oh yeah, they're going to be open. Try something new every single time you go there. Just one thing. Don't, you know, pick out like 10 new things. Pick one thing, get one of them and try it. Let's say you've never had a pomegranate. You know, pomegranates are really kind of cool. They really are. It's a totally unique experience. If you've never had one, then have one. Maybe you've never had a kiwi. You're probably like, what? It's that fuzzy little green fruit, kind of looks weird. You're like, I would never eat that, but it is so tasty. So get one and try it, but don't get one of 5 new things. Just get one thing and try it. Maybe you include it in a salad. Maybe you decide to fry it up when you have some wonderful steak. Whatever it is, but just experiment with food. Therefore, food becomes something that's healthy and not something that you have to avoid. Okay, so try a new healthy recipe. Number 2, try a new exercise. We all need to be intentionally moving. And if you're hibernating bear like I was, you don't want to move. Your movement is from the bed, maybe to take the kids to their activities. You are moving, but you're not doing it the way you really need to do it. So maybe your muscles, well, they're getting a little bit flabby, or maybe you have put on a few extra pounds around the middle or on the legs, wherever it is for you that you're like, yeah, I just don't like it. Well, maybe you've never danced before. So take up a hip hop or country line dancing to enjoy that intentional movement that serves your heart and your body. It doesn't have to be the same old thing. You don't have to go to resistance training all the time. Maybe you've never walked your neighborhood before. Well, guess what? Why not start now? Go meet your neighbors by just walking around. Maybe you have an adorable town square. Walk to your town square or drive there if you're too far away. Park and then go walk it. It certainly amazes me how all of our areas around our little towns have so many interesting things, but most of us don't take time to explore it. So try a new exercise by exploring your community. Maybe you take up pickleball this summer. Have fun. Now, if it's something that's too hot and you live in the hotter area like we do in the South, well, then you obviously have to take into account the weather and making sure that you're safe and drinking enough water. So anything you do, obviously make sure you're doing it safely because safety first, okay? So new healthy recipe, new exercise. Number 3, oh, you're gonna love me for this one. Try to instill a regular sleep schedule. I know, don't throw rotten tomatoes at me. But I just got to say, summertime, well, we like to stay up a little bit later and, you know, it's brighter outside longer. And so we stay up and we really push the envelope. The more you treat your body with respect, the more it will give to you. So you need to get on a regular sleep schedule. Now, can it become your summer sleep schedule? Most definitely. But you want to keep it up. Monday through Sunday, that's 7 days a week. You don't want to sit there and pull and act like you can be a college girl again and be like, oh, I could stay up to 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and still get up at 7 and be fine. Nope. In a couple days, it's going to catch up with you. And guess what? You cannot catch up on sleep. So really work to instill a regular sleep schedule. I'm working on that myself. It's so hard because I have been sick. And I didn't want to get my husband sick because he has a crazy schedule. And the last thing he needs is a stupid virus from me, whatever I had, which of course I've shared with you that I doubled up on it. I was sick before and then got sick again because my grandson loves me so much. He loves to share everything with his grandma, which I appreciate, but not so much when it comes to viruses. So anyway, I'm feeling much better, as you can tell, because number one, I have my voice back. And number two, I can actually breathe and I don't feel like, you know, my nose is so stuffed up and my brain can't even function because my head is throbbing. It's wonderful to become more normalized than I have been in the last month or so. But take a deep breath, because part of it is getting into a routine. And so I was really away from that because I would stay up and I just couldn't sleep. So I would sleep in a recliner to keep myself upright, and I would cough and hack so much that I actually pulled some muscles, and that does not feel good, let me just tell you. But in all of that, now I have to get back in a pattern and a routine. So I'm trying to figure that out now myself. And so what is it for you? What does it look like? And really begin to plan that out. As school is coming to a close, what is your sleep schedule going to look like? Do you need to have a little bit of a shift? Do you need to have like an hour shift? An hour shift isn't too drastic, but if you're talking 2 or 3 or 4 hours, it's pretty drastic on the body. And you pay the price, what? When Monday morning comes around and you have to get up and function like a normal human being, and you're like, I wish I was that hibernating bear. Okay, so here we go. New healthy recipe, new exercise, and instill a regular sleep schedule. Now, the key is not taking what you have for granted, because a lot of the time we do. We take our health for granted. Your health matters. You don't want to wait until you hit a brick wall before you make any changes. You don't want to wait until you have a health crisis and all of a sudden now you have to make 200 changes instead of 1 or 2, right? And if you need a little incentive, put a date on it. It's like, put a ring on it. Well, put a date on it. Give yourself a deadline to work towards. It's going to make you feel good. And guess what? Reward yourself at the end of it. Say, you know what? I can do this for 4 weeks. Don't look at the 8 or 12 week schedule or 16 week schedule. Say, I'm going to do this for the month of May. Yes, high five. I got this. And do it for the month of May. Or maybe you don't even say the month of May. You say, I'm going to do it till Memorial weekend. Okay, better yet, start the countdown. You got 21 days. Mark it up. That is life changing. And when you begin to feel better and you look at yourself and the reflection changes, then guess what? Oh yeah, you can conquer anything you want to. So there's no better time than today to rejuvenate your weight loss routine. Go out, create your now. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.